Blog Talk Radio.
Before we go into the intro, because I didn't set up the Instagram, so I need to do that. Okay, there we go. All right,
now we'll be okay. We're gonna be all right.
All right, now let's go. All right, so here we go. Urban Therapy with Sun 752, and this is the daily. Go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the... And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show. All up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I'm hoping that y'all feeling like real men and women should too. This is the DG Show. And we are talking about don't talk to me through my people. Don't talk to me through my people, baby. Don't do that. That can make somebody mad. It can make somebody angry. It can make somebody upset. It can make somebody react. It can make somebody do something that's out of their character because you doing things to embarrass a motherfucker that you shouldn't do that to. And I'm here to encourage you to stop now. Ooh. Yeah. Don't talk to me through my peoples. Now there are a variety of ways that this could be done. Because you could be talking about somebody that you don't really know. And then you could talk about, and then you could be talking about somebody that you definitely know and who definitely knows you, and they know that they've done something wrong to you. You know that they have violated you, and maybe y'all are on the outs. Maybe y'all not speaking to each other. Maybe y'all are not on speaking terms. Maybe y'all have decided to create a separation between the two of y'all, and it's probably the best thing. But you know how it is when you have a falling out with somebody that you were close to and they really want to be down with you, but maybe they don't know how to apologize, or they don't, or they're not the type of person who does apologies. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe they're the type of person that tries to apologize in other ways besides apologizing to you. Maybe they're the type of person that owes you an apology, but they're not going to apologize. What they're going to do is they're going to tell a different version of the story that makes them look good, or like you just cut them off. You just stop messing with them. You just stop dealing with them for no reason. It was all a big misunderstanding. They still got love for you. They still care for you. They still care for you deeply. But here you are with your hot-headed self, and you done just stop talking to them, stop messing with them, stop dealing with them. And that's what they'll tell other people. But they're not going to tell that to you. So they'll tell other people that they really wish that you and them could be back together, put the band back together, be together forever, tougher than lover. But they ain't tell you that shit because they know that if they tell you, then you're going to make them acknowledge what they did wrong in the first place. So they want to talk through their peoples. They want to talk to you through your people. They know that if they tell your mother, you know what? I didn't mean to get into this that early. Ladies. Hey, lady. Have you ever dealt with a man that pissed you off and y'all was close? Maybe y'all have been going together for years. And he was close with your family. He know your mom. He know your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, and their aunts, uncles, all that kind of stuff. He knows your family. But he just happens to be an asshole. Or he just happens to be a dickhead. And he done went out and did some shit that he know he ain't had no business doing. Maybe he called you out your name. Maybe he cheated on you. Maybe you caught him getting ready to cheat. Whatever the case may be, he pissed you off to the point where you're not dealing with him anymore. So what does he do? He already tried apologizing to you. That ain't work. He already tried not apologizing to you and trying to get out of this situation. That didn't work. So what did he do? He called your mama up. Miss Bryant, this is Darren. Hey, how you doing, Ma? How you doing, Mom? Yeah. Well, you know, I know you know that me and your daughter, I know you know your daughter mad at me. You know, niggas say shit like that. You know, they don't want to straight acknowledge what they've done in the first place because you might not know. So they don't want to give up the tapes prematurely. Well, you know your daughter not speaking to you. You know your daughter mad at me. You know your daughter put me out. You know your daughter won't come home. You know your daughter been away from me. I know your daughter over there with you. But Mom, for real, you know it's all nothing but a big misunderstanding. It's nothing but a big misunderstanding, Mom. Cause you know I love her. You know I love her, and she know I love her too. And she know I would never do nothing to hurt her. And she know I want to be with her. And she know I don't want to be with nobody else but her. And she know I would do anything. I walk through fire for her. I'll pick up a guns and fight an army for her. She know that. But Mom, I don't know what'll be happening between me and her. I don't even know. But I just wanted to call you to let you know that no matter whatever happens between me and her, y'all always going to be my family because you always going to be my mom. You like my second mom. Sometimes you was more of a mom to me than my mom, my own mom was. You know, because I had problems with my own mom, you know, when she was getting high and all that kind of stuff. And you was the one that talked to me and gave me a shoulder to cry on and gave me somebody to lean on and all of that. So regardless of whatever happened with me and your daughter, you know, you always going to be my family. So if y'all will allow me to still keep in touch with y'all, I'd appreciate that. And please tell her that I apologize and I'm sorry. And there's nothing in the world I wouldn't do in order for us to be back together and to be back in her good graces. If you could do me that favor, Ma, you know, could you tell her that? Yeah. That type shit. Yeah, call your mom. Or if y'all have had a falling out, Carol, Taki, Robin, Stacy, have you ever had somebody you was dealing with? Have you ever had your man try to tell your mom on you? They gonna tell on you. They gonna tell their mom on you. Like, y'all was arguing about a whole different set of shit. What y'all had a falling out about ain't have nothing to do with what they called your mom for. So y'all had a argument about you fucking up the rent money. You went out, gambled, got high and all that kind of shit, and lost the rent money for that month. All of it. She had to pick up the rent. But what did you tell her mom? Well, yeah, we had a little argument, but you know she dropped, you know she stopped going to school, right? Yeah. Oh, you ain't know? Oh, my bad. Yeah, she stopped going to school. And we had words over that because, you know, she was almost finished. You know how smart she is. You know what kind of potential she had. And she just... She stopped going. I'm coming home from work and everything, and I'm asking her, well, what you doing home? Don't you got class tonight? She stopped going, Mom. Don't tell her I told you. Don't tell her I told you, but yeah, she stopped going to school. I thought you knew. Sorry. You understand what I'm saying? Cal says, he really poured it on thick. Yeah, you know, listen, when a man knows that you will not talk to him and he's wrong, dead wrong, he's going to, whoever he tries to talk through in order to get to you, he's going to lay it on. He's either going to make himself look like the innocent victim, or he's going to lay that apology out like, I don't know. Listen, I pray for her every single night. I know God sent me to her. And if you could just get her to see how the Lord wants me and her to be together, Mom, please. This shit good as fuck. This shit is banging. This is citron, mullein, and echinacea. This thing is right. Look. So, yeah. Stop talking to me through my peoples. The only way that you can stop somebody from talking to you through your peoples is for your peoples to be on board about not letting it happen. In other words, your peoples got to be like, listen, don't come to me with that. Do not come to me with that. I don't want to hear it. I know what's going on between y'all two.
I heard what I heard or whatever, but I ain't in that. My name is Wes and I ain't in that. My name is Wes and I ain't in that. My name is Wes. Hold on, hold on. Let's do it, y'all. Let's do it. My name is Wes and I ain't in that. My name is Wes and I'm in that. My name is Wes and I ain't in that. My name is Wes and I ain't in that. My name is Wes. Jess is I. My name is Beth. I said Jess, Wes, Beth. I ain't in that mess. Go ahead down the street with that mess. Cause my name is Jess, Beth, and Wes, and I ain't in that mess. I ain't trying to hear nothing you say. It's two sides of a story anyway, and I ain't trying to hear yours over anybody else, cause that's my boy, and that's my word. So, if preservation is what I'm on, but I don't want to hear that song that you about to sing to me in my ear, cause that is something that I don't want to hear. My name is Wes, and I ain't in that mess. My name is Jess, and I ain't in that mess. Life for you and best. Wanted to spin it, yo, with that window tinted. I ain't trying to hear nothing you say. I'm behind this dark-ass glass anyway, yeah. I ain't trying to hear that. My name is Wes, and I ain't in that mess. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Stop talking to me through my peoples. I don't like it. Stop talking to me through my peoples. I need y'all to hit that like button. I need y'all to share the show. I need y'all to subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-A-Mism Show, and we are talking about stop talking to me through my people. Stop talking. Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me through my people. So make sure y'all represent there. Make sure y'all represent there. All right. Okay. So yeah. So, you know, we have a variety of scenarios in which somebody wants to get in touch with you, but they don't want to talk directly to you, or they do not have access to you, so they're going to talk through somebody else. Don't ask my neighbor. Don't ask them hoes I hang around. Don't be afraid to come to me. Do you know what I'm saying? It gets rad, son. It gets very rad. Yes. Stop talking to me through my people. You got something to say to me, say it. I don't care whether it's good, bad, congratulatory, hating, whatever the case may be. Say it to my face, or if we already mad, don't say it to nobody else, because I ain't trying to hear that. You're not going to get me to start talking to you again because you done said some old apologetic or reckless crazy shit that you know will get me in a dander. Get me up in a dander. No. So, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Carol Jamie says, nope, can't say that I have. Anybody ever go to your mom? Okay, all right. All right. Stacey White said, yeah. Yeah, that nigga went to my mom's. He up in my mom's house, up in my mom's face, all talking about what's going on between me and him. He gonna tell my mom that I had an abortion. She ain't need to know that shit. Oh, snitch ass motherfucker. I really wasn't fucking with him after that. I was thinking about getting back with him before he did that shit. How you gonna tell my mom I had an abortion? You know my mom pro-life. You know she don't believe in that shit. She believes that, listen, if you
like somebody enough to lay down with them and let them go ahead and do what they do inside of you, then you got to deal with whatever come out of that. Yeah, he told my mom I had an abortion. Now she done sentenced me to hell. I'm going to hell now. My mom said so. I don't know about God, but I know in my mom's eyes, and she a little closer to God than I am, there's a good chance that I'm going to hell now. Because he told on me. God didn't know. God didn't know I had no abortion. He ain't know, and he ain't need to know. I was going to deal with that on the day of judgment. He interrupted God to let him know what the fuck I was doing. He all up in my business. Got God all up in my business.
Anaya H. Chloe? What's going on?
Okay. What we got? Robbie Robin Ming says, yes, I did. He did tell my mom, and she took his side. See? He went over there and listen. Rob, he went over there and sat on the plastic on the couch. He sat on the plastic on the couch and let it fly. He heated up the plastic covers. He heated up the plastic covers, Rob. You know, certain moms be going for that shit, you know, especially if your mom is the type that likes men. I'm not saying that she likes men and like, let me just keep it a buck. There are some mothers out there that take men's side. Like, for some reason, all right, you got some women out there, you got some mothers out there that's on that all men ain't shit, niggas ain't shit, they don't want to do right, there ain't no good men out here, ain't no men out here like my daddy was, my granddaddy. You got some women out here that are like that, and then you have other women out here that are like, these bitches out here ain't shit. And they making these men not be no good men. It's because of these bitches. It's because of these girls out here. There's plenty of good men out here. If these women out here knew how to talk to a man, they don't know how to talk to a man. They don't know how to treat a man. They don't know how to touch a man. All they know how to do is open their legs. And as soon as they don't get their way, then they close their legs. Yeah, you might have had one of the moms. You got some of the moms out there. Carol, I think you a little bit like that. I think you a little bit like that. You seem to be the type to take the man's side a lot. I mean, I'm just saying. Like men. All right, anyway. Carol said, I don't like citron tea, Omar. You know what? You got to mix it with something else. Don't put the citron by itself. You see, that might have been what you did. No, you take the citron as like an additive. So you put your honey in there plus the citron, even though the citron is kind of in honey, but I don't like the honey that the citron be in. So you take the honey, put that with the citron, throw that lemon up in there with the other herbal tea that you had, and then you'll get this shit. Because if you tasted this shit right now, I'm telling you, you'll be on it. You'll be on it. Mullein and echinacea. Yeah, this will keep the butterflies out your brain. All right, should I say the moths, gnats, the gnats? All right. Carol says, in my case, it would have been my dad, but he wasn't having that conversation with no man about me. I know that's right, but I've seen that happen too. Yeah, that boy came around here and talked to me. I ain't gonna lie, you know, he's an all right guy. He has some valid points. I know how my daughter is. I know how my daughter is. I mean, I'm not gonna take his side, but I just told him, hang in there. Go ahead, hang in there if you really, really love her. I mean, to be honest with you, I had to deal with the same thing with a mother. I had to deal with the same thing with dealing with a mother, but I broke through, and if he's serious about it, he'll break through too. On the low, I'm pulling for them. A lot of these dudes out here, they don't want to do nothing. They don't want to do nothing. They don't really want no woman. They want women, you know. They don't want to take care of no responsibilities. They don't want to take care. I mean, the man came, you know, she already had two kids. He came along. He came along and made himself them kids' daddy. I did the same thing. I mean, what can I say? Every man ain't gonna do that and follow through with it. So, like I said, I'm pulling for him. I hope everything works out okay. I mean, shoot, you got my grandbaby anyway. Anyway, all right. T. Carrie Wright says my brother will let you talk for two minutes. Then he'll interrupt you to tell you how that what you have to share doesn't hold weight. 2 minutes? That's all you got? 2 minutes? No, I said, sometimes I wonder why I have a phone bill. But I'm glad nobody rings my line with irrelevant stuff. My Paul, that's the one you call. Oh, my name is Paul. That's what y'all. That's what's up, man. Carol J. Willis says, Robbie Ming recognized the song Come to Me. Carol Taylor says, a lot of times people do that to get your attention. Yeah, because they know it's going to work. Ain't nobody going to let you be out there, whether you are friend or foe. Ain't nobody going to let you be out there changing the stories about what happened with you. Controlling the narrative of what's going on with you, you know, putting your name out there in negative spaces or confusing type of situation. No. We gonna get this here story straight. Yes, we are. Yes. All right. Carol says a lot. Okay, my bad. Nora says, as a matter of fact, my people will deflect it if somebody tries it. I had to check someone that tried to invite me to their audience. Carol Taylor says, say what? Maybe because I was raised by a man. I'm just saying. You see things from a man's point of view a lot of times. Not necessarily from his point of view, but you can see the logic in it. Like, well, that do make sense. I mean, a lot of times these girls out here, you know, they just see, you know, they're a little too emotional. They do things based on the way they feel right at that time. And you can't always do that. Plus, you got a son. You know how that go. You know how that go. Anyway, because my mom the same way. She the same way. Like, I don't know. All right. I didn't mix it, but I still didn't like it. Okay. I did mix it, but I still didn't like it. Okay. All right. Well, then that's a wrap. But I still think you should. Robbie Mink says, that's a lie. Some women do know how to treat a man, but some men don't know how to treat a good woman. Guess what point of view Robbie Rob takes? Is this a hard one? Huh? Any clues? More than likely, when you start talking about all men and all women, this is going to be it might break even. Who's to say? No, it says at Robin Ming. That makes me ask myself, what is it about me that attracts those mistreating ass women? I sure didn't grow up with that type. Interesting. Carol says, don't tell me about my son. I know him better than anyone. Yeah, man. So, it can be a problem. It can get to be a problem, you know. But when somebody is trying to talk to you through your people, sometimes it can be confusing because you might be stuck between wanting to get back with them am really believing that the better days that y'all had have passed y'all, and you really just need to move on. And giving them this one more shot could prove to be a bad move. You know, I mean, you know how it be. You know how it be. You know how it be. So yeah, you have to make a decision a lot of times about exactly where you're going to go with the situation. And if you're going to allow, let me just stop myself and say this. The hardest part is when you didn't want to break up or separate from somebody in the first goddamn place, but you did it because you knew that things were not going right and you had to do something about it before things got even more out of hand. So what happens is when you're unable to reach your man or your woman because they refuse to communicate with you the way you need to be communicated with, when they talk through through your people, and it's always through your people, because the reason why they always go to your peoples to talk to you is because they know that your peoples will talk to you. If they went to their own people, then that wouldn't be talking to you. That would be talking to their people to make them feel better. But what they want to do is they want to get back in your good graces. Even if they claim that they want to end the relationship, but they, you know how some people can't stand being the bad guy, so they'll stay in a bad situation instead of leaving, so nobody will call them a sellout or that they abandoned them or that they kicked them when they was down. You know, that kind of stuff. People stay in toxic situations all the time just to save face or to save their good name. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? So, I said so. Yeah, they will. They'll talk through your peoples to you. They'll talk to you through your peoples because they know that you'll either get upset or feel good about what they said and make the call, or it'll make it easier for them to make the call so you won't hang them up, or so you'll unblock them, or so you'll be more receptive, or so you'll finally have a listening ear, or so they will have a chance to get back in. Hallelujah. 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 My baby's back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My baby's back. Hallelujah. Wow. 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 Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me. Deliver me. Wow. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you, Lord. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Talk through your beat. Everything is going to be okay. Yay, 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 yay. Rita Reds. What's up, Rita? Good to see me from you. Thanks for coming on by and shooting on through. Stop talking to me through my peoples. So like I was getting ready to say, the problem comes when you didn't want to break up in the first place. You didn't want to separate in the first place. So the first time that they go and talk to you through your peoples, you all open like, oh, my God. I thought I was going to have to actually follow through with not being with them no more. But daddy's home. Daddy's home. To stay. Come on, Cal. Come on, Robbie. Daddy's home. Daddy's home to stay. That's right. Papa home, baby. You think he ain't? When he is, you think he won't when he wins? Yeah, it could be it. It could be a tough situation. The heart is something else. But this, I'm being lighthearted about the shit because we can also be talking about when somebody is hating on you Or somebody is trying to get to know you, but they're not doing it the right way. So they're talking about you, talking about what they're going to do to you, talking about what you, you know, what you need to improve on and all that kind of shit through your people. So you know how it is. Through word of mouth, things don't always go right. So they might have said something nice about you, like, well, one thing is for sure, she know how, she or he know how to dress. But I would have put this, I would have put this with that instead of with this. But what's going to happen when the person goes back and says it to you? They said you don't know how to dress. They said you got nice clothes, but you don't know how to put shit together. That is not what they said. You understand? That is not what they said. So now, because they decided to speak to you through your peoples instead of speaking to you directly, now you mad at them because you feel like they trying to diss you. They trying to talk shit about you. They are trying to slander you. They are trying to make you look bad. And that's not how it went. But when somebody talks to you through your peoples, they might be talking to your people that's hating on you more than they are. How that's going to go? You know what? I'll never forget, man. I'll never forget. I grew up in Germantown and Pulaski Town around the corner from the building. The building was the projects around the corner, right around the corner from where I live. Well, right around the corner up the street. I lived on the 400 block. Queen Lane Projects was on the 300 block. Might have been a 200 block. Nonetheless, my man, cats I went to school with lived around there. And they was just starting to sell drugs, get in trouble. They going to, they getting locked up, going to group homes and all that kind of stuff. And I was a little fly. I was getting my fresh together in high school. Bombers, sheepskins. Felis, the lot of whatever, everything. I had everything. If I had a nickel for every time my peoples told me, oh, watch your back. Watch yourself when you go around such and such, because they said they was going to steal your, they said they was going to take your sheepskin. Next year, they said they was going to take your bomber. Next year, they said they was going to take your trench. Next year, they said they was going to take your bubble, whatever. I'm like, but when I would see the motherfuckers, they would show love. Hey, what's up, O? Yo, man, what's going on, blah, blah. And I'm looking, I'm on notice, like, yo, what's up? What's going on? No violence. Like I said, they were showing love. No sideways, like, for all I know, my peoples that was telling me could have been the ones hating, for all I know. And then it had me thinking about it, like, they told me specifically, Daryl and his brother, what was his little brother name? Daryl and, give me a line. But Daryl was my man in, like, second grade. We was always cool, second grade and fifth grade. So I'm saying, like, why would he want to? Like, we was always cool. Like, why would he want to? Why would he say that? It could have been the girl telling me, making it seem like that. She could have been around there, like, maybe it could have been a conversation like, yeah, well, Omar, he fly, he got all this, that, and the third. They probably was like, yeah, he got all that. Man, tell that motherfucker I'm going to take his shit when I see him. It could have been like that, playing around. They ain't mean that shit. But when you talking to me through my peoples, you know what I'm saying? For all I know, he could have been like, yo, give him my number, tell him to holler at me. You know what I mean? I ain't seen him in a minute. All I know is I saw him and his brother on the bus. on the bus. I'm on the K bus. I saw him. We all in the back. I'm looking like, y'all think y'all getting a jacket today? Never came up in the conversation. We got off at the same stop. All right, man, but you know, yo, I'll talk to you later. You good? All right, man. Or whatever we said back then, you know what I'm saying? So you might not always get the story straight through your peoples. You might not. You kind of have to you have to consider the source sometimes. You got to consider the source. Speaking of source, Carol says, just go to the source. You don't need a middleman. Sheesh. Carol says, you dug down deep for that one. Carol says, I think I'm approachable. So come on with it. When somebody wants something deeper than they think that you're going to be able to produce for them willingly, you might still seem intimidating to them, even though you are, you know, giving out an open door policy. It happens. Nara says, in my teens, an ex-girlfriend's brother-in-law sat me down when I went by their house asking questions about her. I like the shit out of you. But if you keep asking about her, you're not welcome here. That's crazy. Needless to say, I kicked it with them and found out somebody found her. Okay, cool. That's some funny shit. Emily Dunlap in the house said Emily. And she says, hey, 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 it's the gang in the meeting. The gang all in the meeting room with the Taco Tuesday. Omar, where's the tacos, man? Go ahead. We got the virtual. All right. We got to do these birthday shout-outs and get on about it. We got to do these birthday shout-outs to get on about it. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. February 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Florena C. Douglas. Happy birthday to you. And Tierra King. Happy birthday to you. And Bernadette Rose. Go get a Bernadette Rose. Turning 40 years old today. Go Bernadette. With the 4-0. 40-40 Club. And Louisa Gonga. Gonga? Turning 40 years old also. And then Olga Mercado of Santo Domingo. In other words, Dominican Republic, also turning 40 years old today. Everybody turned 40. And last but not least, Claudette Hartman. No, Harrahan. Okay, turning 49 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. February 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on, do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, check it out, beat this, boy. Yeah, sometimes people are going to speak to you through somebody else, and more than likely it's because y'all have had a falling out or somebody wants to connect with you in a way that you may not be open to being connected with, or because you have closed them off for some reason. Well, communication is very important, and this it's a paramount that if you're going to be or create a connection with somebody, then you're going to have to learn how to be open to communication. So if somebody is speaking to you through your people, you know, there may be times when we have to check ourselves about what our availability has been looking like. For those other times, maybe you have control whether you want to be in touch with, be gotten in touch with or not. And the choice is ultimately yours. You do not have to deal with cats that have been fronting on you. No, 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 you don't. I hope y'all have a good night, though. I want to say peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I want y'all to know that I enjoy broadcasting this show as much as I hope that y'all appreciated me broadcasting it, actually more. And we will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So let me get Blog Talk on the body here. I want to say goodbye to them. Yeah. And I want y'all to remember, hit the like button, share the show, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed.